Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We spoke there about Al Merton. It's bought by Coolmore, and Tom Magnier does join us from there. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good. I was just talking to David Hayes on air, and Al Merton trials at Albury in a little while, and then it's off to the Roman Consul.
Yeah, hopefully he trials well, but the team at Lindsay Park are very happy with him, so yeah, I'd be looking forward to getting the phone call from David.
Yep, those trials happen a bit after 10 o'clock, so we'll keep you updated through the morning here on Sky Sports Radio. Just following up on Dave with Vega Magic, a lot of interest in US Navy flag, and he'd be very close to getting on a plane now, Tom.
Yeah, he leaves in the morning there, Irish time, and yeah, it's a pretty long trip, and arrives in Sydney on Sunday. He'll have a couple of days of, you know, probably for the first day or two, just walking and trotting, and then we'll get him going from there. But, you know, Aidan has him at home pretty ready to go, so it'll be a kind of a case of ticking him over down here.
Understand. We saw some vision, again, that was sent to Racing New South Wales by the Aidan O'Brien stable, and it looked to be a sharp piece of work, the 10 or 15 seconds that we saw.
Yeah, he's been working very well at home. Aidan's very happy. Since, you know, we've learned that he really wants to be a sprinter, he's just come on a lot, and he's really transformed. And, you know, Aidan and the team, they couldn't be happier with him. He's been working very, very well.
That's good. I guess with Aidan O'Brien stable, and, you know, we've seen them in Melbourne regularly, you know, for the Spring Carnival, but they know how to travel horses, Tom.
Yeah. Obviously, we're traveling horses to America, Dubai, Hong Kong, you know, and we've been traveling horses to Melbourne there for the last couple of years. And, you know, the horses from Ballydoyle ran well last year. So I guess we've got a very good team in Ballydoyle that have been doing it a long time. You know, you've got TJ and Andrew Murphy, and Andrew's bringing down the Sydney horses, and then TJ is bringing down the Melbourne horses. But it's always, you know, like, however well the horse is going at home, it's when you get him out there in Canterbury and you see how he travelled and how his weight is and how he is. That's really, you know, that's when, if he's travelled well and he looks good, and that's when you would probably get a bit excited then, you know.
Yeah, and I guess you mentioned that he's done a lot of work at home, but he's going to get a beautiful surround there of Canterbury by himself there leading into the Everest.
Yeah, to be fair, we've been very well looked after by Racing New South Wales, the ATC, and I just want to thank them very much for that. And very, very privileged to have Canterbury, and obviously a great facility, so it'll be an easy transition for the horse. So we just need a bit of luck now, and hopefully the travel goes well, because it's obviously a long journey for him.
Yeah, understand. And Ryan Moore, he's very much committed to being a part of the Everest. I'm not too sure whether Aidan's going to make it to the Everest. I know it's a busy time, I think, around American racing at that moment, but you'd love them to come and enjoy Everest Day.
Yeah, you know, I've been talking to Aidan on the phone the last couple of days, and he said even, you know, the vibes that he's getting for the Everest up there, he's never seen anything like it. He said, you know, he's obviously had the Melbourne Cup, but he said, God, the buzz is really fantastic. And, you know, he's been asking a lot of questions, but obviously it's a busy time at home. You've got the Champions Day at Ascot. You've got the Dewhurst going on the same weekend. So I'm getting ready for the Breeders' Cup. It's a very, very busy time, but he hasn't decided what he's doing yet, but we just had to make a decision. We had a chat on the phone with Ryan and himself, and Ryan said, look, I'm going to go down there and ride that horse because he gets on very well with him. And Ryan will be literally getting on a plane straight after the race and going straight home to Aidan. If Aidan doesn't come down here, getting ready for the other races. So.
Yep. No, it's an exciting time. And just on the Melbourne Cup, we were informed last week a couple have gone into quarantine already for the trip to Melbourne, and there may be one or two others that could go in.
Yeah. We were talking again on the phone last night, and there's an exciting bunch of horses. But he just wants to have a think about it and see how the other horses go in the coming days. And the big thing is that there'll be a good team of horses coming down this year. And, as I've always said, the way Australian racing is going at the moment, this is where we want to be. for Dad, Aiden, and the lads. It's just, you know, it's so exciting what's going on in Australia at the moment. So this is where you want to be winning races.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, the next time we talk about US Navy flag, the horse will be at Canterbury. Let's hope the travel, as you say, it is a long one. It begins in Ireland. So have they got to go Ireland to London and then down under?
No, I think they go like Ireland, Singapore, Sharjah, and into Sydney. I think that's pretty much the travel at the moment.
Yeah, so, no, it's a fair way. It's a fair way anyway. No, all right, good on you, Tom. Good luck over the weekend, and we hope that US Navy flag gets to Sydney in one piece.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Magnier joining us there from Coolmore out in the Hunter Valley.